Hello everyone and welcome back to the Oren Coin Podcast. This is day 26 of my 30-day challenge where I'm posting one podcast episode a day. In today's episode, I'm going to talk to you about my plan to market the course. So far, I have a couple of the lessons in the course already recorded, already published on the Thrivecart website, but now I need to think ahead about how to market the course. So here's what I came up with based on courses that I've done and also based on where I interact with people online the most. So what I did first was to create a 5-day email course. And that course is also talking about podcast interviewing. It warms up people to the idea of taking a course about this. I'm also including Loom videos inside that email course as well. I used ChatGPT to help me outline the course, which is really, really good. And I'm using Flowdesk, the email marketing service, to fulfill the course. So I would have a landing page and people would put their email and name, and then they would be signed up to that course. Now, how to get this out there so that people could actually see it? That's where Twitter comes in. I've been on Twitter since 2010, and now it's called X, but for me, it's still Twitter, even though a lot of the people that I used to follow are no longer there. But a lot of the content creators and entrepreneurs, people who are making stuff, are still on the platform. And I think I could interest some of these people with what I have to say about podcast interviewing, as some of the people there are also podcasters. Maybe they're new ones and they want to make the most out of interviews. So what I decided to do at the beginning of the year, I paid for an annual subscription to Hype Fury, which is a scheduling tool, but it's also a lot more than that. It's also able to see what tweets are most engaging, and it also helps you find inspiration within topics. It's a really cool tool, and I love using it. And on Hype Fury, what you can do is set an amount of likes or retweets or something like that. And whenever a post gets more than what you defined as the minimum, then Hype Fury will automatically add a tweet under that post saying, hey, if you like that, maybe sign up for my 5-day email course or something similar. I can define what the tweet will say, but Hype Fury will be able to automatically put that plug tweet under a post when I'm sleeping. I would be able to schedule tweets ahead. And once I schedule tweets ahead, those that resonate with people would actually get that little 5-day email course plug. And those that sign up would go through the course. Once people go through the course, they get to know me as I'm putting videos in the daily emails. And if they warm up to the idea of me teaching them, in the final email, which is the 6th email of the course, I also let them know about the full course that expands on what they already learned in this email course with a larger course with video and a community and all sorts of bonuses that I include. I'm also going to give them some kind of discount so they can get it because they went through the free email course. So that makes their journey more unique than what someone who just found the course would be. So that's the plan for now. I think that's also going to be the end of the episode because I don't want to make it longer than it needs to be. If you have any questions, let me know by commenting on this episode, or if you are listening to this, then you can find me on social media or sending me an email. If you want to join my newsletter, you can find that in the description of the episode. Once the podcasting interview email is ready, I will also share it in the description of the episode. For now, it's still not ready to be shared, but I will once I implement it inside of Flowdesk and I have a landing page for it. Thank you again so much for listening or watching, whatever you're most comfortable with, and I'll see you in the next one. Bye for now.